This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The time has come once again this year to honor small businesses across the region through an annual set of awards that are given out, and we're going to be talking to one of the people that helps make those responsible, and that's Carrie McKillop from the University of Illinois Extension here in Knox County. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been talking a lot here in recent months about another event, another small business type of thing you've been involved with, the Six County Fast Pitch. How's that going?
We held that yesterday.
Did
it was
you?
Absolutely fabulous. We had 21 local businesses over the six counties present, three winners, one in existing business, one in retail or service, and one in manufacturing fabrication. So you should be getting a press release real soon with their names and businesses and all of that fun stuff.
Well, why should I wait for that when I have you here right now?
Well, because I don't have the actual, you sprung that on me at the last minute, and I don't want to misquote anybody's business name.
But that sounds like, for those who don't know, the Fast Pitch concept, basically you go before a bunch of potential investors, if you will, and propose your business idea, and it sounds like, as you said, it worked out really well for you.
It was really, really well done, well attended, fabulous group. All 21 businesses that presented really should be winners, and we're very lucky. We're going to be able to highlight them, the winners, this year at our Small Business Day event on May 15th as well.
What does that say, that there was so much interest in that initiative? And it sounds to me like there's a lot of people that are really, really itching to get a good idea out there, right?
You know, I think it just reiterates what we've always said about our region. You know, we're a very innovative and creative region. You think of some of the captains of industry that actually came out of this, and John Deere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were entrepreneurs at one point, and I think the more we try to seed that, the stronger our economy becomes here in West Central Illinois.
And so, again, you're going to highlight those when you have the Small Business Day event here coming up soon.
Yes, we are right now soliciting nominations for our Small Business Eagle Awards, which, as you know well, we present every year in May during Small Business Week. We're encouraging everyone to nominate businesses that they know of that are deserving of an award. Small businesses, which for our intents and purposes are almost all the businesses here in West Central Illinois that aren't major corporations. So we have categories all the way from the minority owned business of the year, women owned business of the year, to the Entrepreneurial Lifetime Achievement Award. So we have small business startup, small business success 10 years over, just about any category. So I would really encourage everyone to nominate one, two businesses. We have a great business community here in West Central Illinois. These businesses do have to be located, however, in Henderson, Mercer, Knox, Warren, Henry, or Stark counties qualify.
I was just going to say, we're not just talking about Knox County here. There are a lot of great businesses, not just here, but throughout the region, as you said.
Yeah, we're really lucky to be able to work together within a six-county region because, as you know, our economy doesn't end at the county lines.
Yeah.
So we're trying to encourage everyone to think regionally and to really think of this as a community of businesses.
We hear people all the time that say, you know, why don't we get another big employer in here that can provide a lot of good manufacturing jobs? And, you know, and some people almost take offense to it when I suggest that the days of big manufacturing jobs may very well be behind us, but it's really small businesses have really kind of taken over that sort of backbone aspect, haven't
well,
they?
Well, and they've helped stabilize our economy, too. First off, we've moved into a new age of economy. We're an information economy now, and part of that is, well, there's always and always will be manufacturing. I mean, we're consumers. We want consumer goods. Mm-hmm. But also, our economy is so much stronger based on good, solid small businesses in this area. And if you think of the diversity of small businesses we have, and that includes our farm economy, you know, I yeah. work for Extension, and those are small businesses. And so the more diversity that we can have in our economy, the stronger it is. So as the economy goes up and down, what's good for one business may cause struggles for others. But that way, instead of when a, say, a Maytag, we'll use that as an example, goes out of the community, you're not losing a couple thousand jobs. If one small business has a rough year and have to lay off, they may lay off 50 people, which is hard, but it's not the same as laying off a couple thousand people.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of the Small Business Eagle Awards here, you mentioned some of the categories mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. like that. What are some of the criteria that you look at when you judge these businesses?
Well, we have specific criteria for each category, and we have a panel of judges now that have been doing that for us for a very long time. But they talk about in those, like, for instance, the Small Business Startup of the Year, how strong was their startup? Did they have everything in place? How did they go about the process?
Does the area get a lot of startups every year?
Startups are probably the largest category.
Really?
Yes, okay. Because people start new businesses, and some of them, as we know, not every small business that starts up is a huge success, but the concepts that they learn as they start those new businesses. I think the story goes, how many times did Hershey go bankrupt before he hit on the milk chocolate kiss? You know, so entrepreneurs, a lot of entrepreneurs do a serial type of business where they're always coming up with new ideas. So not every startup is a success, but we want to recognize those who have done it. They've figured out how to do it well. They've gotten all of that networking done and have started strong. So we want to support those. And so the judges that judge the nominations look at those factors. They look at, did you have your financial setup? Were you working with some professionals? There's the SBDC, DCO, city planners, all of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And what's your idea? What's your market? Because a business can do all the right things, but if there's no market for their goods, that's not going to be too terribly successful. So those kinds of things.
All right. In terms of the awards themselves, how can people nominate someone, and what's the deadline in that? And give me some of those details.
Yes, they need to have their nominations either emailed. They can fill the nomination forms out online by going to extension.illinois.edu and going to the Henderson, Knox, McDonough, Warren County unit, okay, or the Rock Island, Mercer, Henry Stark unit. You can tell that's not mine. have to think of those counties. Either one of those will direct you to our online nomination form. If you would prefer a hard copy, all you have to do is give us a call at 342-5108, and we can get you a nomination form. Those are due by April 2nd.
Okay.
The award ceremony is May 15th out at the Lake Story Pavilion once again.
And we will include a link to that online application when we post this interview shortly here at WGIL.com in the On Air Conversation section. So hopefully that'll be easy to find as well. Anything else we should know about this, Carrie?
I would just encourage everyone to nominate and also make your reservations to attend, and we'll have the reservation forms available very soon. It's a great day. I know, Will, you've been there in the past.
Sure have,
And it's a fabulous location, fabulous celebration, and we all want to support our local business community.
Okay. And I should probably back up. We've mostly been talking about Extension here, but the Entrepreneurial Support Network covers what kinds of entities here?
The Entrepreneurial Support Network, we have economic development groups, Chamber of Commerce, the Small Business Development Center out of Western, all of the counties, cities, you name it, anybody who can assist with small business and entrepreneurship is involved.
All right. Carrie McKillop with the U of I Extension here in Knox County and mm-hmm. all those other counties you mentioned that we can't keep track of. Thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully you get a lot of good nominations from a lot of good members of our community.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks.
Carrie McKillop on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Commando and Sports straight ahead on WGIL.